You're listening to the Caffeinated Thoughts podcast.
I remember when I was in fifth grade, I really loathed math. I decided that doing the daily assignments were not necessary. My teacher didn't agree with that assessment, and the late assignments kept piling up. I was facing the ultimate penalty, an F in the class. My teacher decided to call my mom, and I thought that I was going to really get it, but instead, my teacher and my mom came to the conclusion that I needed a second chance, and I was given the opportunity to catch up on all my late assignments. Facing the prospect of an F, it goes without saying, I felt great relief. Similarly, when I gave my life to Christ at the age of 20, I also felt the relief of the weight of my sin being lifted. Unlike my math experience, though, there was nothing for me to catch up on. My sin had been paid for, and I was forgiven. Romans 8:1 says, "There is therefore no condemnation for those who are in Christ Jesus." Webster's defines condemnation as to find to be wrong, to show guilt, to announce judgment upon, to officially declare unfit for use. And in the original Greek, the word for condemnation in Romans 8:1 is katakirma, and it describes a damnatory sentence, the penalty that we deserve for our sin, eternal punishment in hell. But now there is no condemnation. Those who are in Christ no longer have to face that. The Apostle Paul in Colossians 2:13 through 14 declares, "And you who are dead in your trespasses and in the uncircumcision of your flesh, God made alive together with him, having forgiven us all our trespasses by canceling the record of debt that stood against us with its legal demands. This he set aside, nailing it to the cross." See, we've been made alive with God because he forgave our sins. He canceled the record of debt, the sins that kept on piling up and piling up. And we couldn't satisfy that debt. It was a debt that we could never repay. Romans 6:23 says that the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. Only Christ could pay the debt and offer us the pardon. That is why God nailed our sin to the cross on which Jesus was crucified. So now we're forgiven. There's no condemnation. There's no longer a penalty that has to be paid. We have been pardoned of our sin, past, present, future, and because of this, we can, with confidence, draw near to the throne of grace that we may receive mercy and find grace in time of need. Rejoice in Christ. You are forgiven. The slate has been wiped clean.